Come in.
Oh, just the man I wanted to see. I take it you got my email then? Good. I'm glad that our system is working correctly again. That's one of the many things I wanted to apologize in person for. A simple email does not sufficiently convey the depths of my remorse. Where do I even start? First, we had a glitch in our system that made all corporate emails be sent to your personal email address, including duplicates after hours. Then, we had someone from an entirely different department call you in on a Saturday morning due to a clerical error in the scheduling department. You weren't even compensated for that, but I've already seen to fixing that. You'll find the appropriate overtime bonus in your next paycheck. I've also prepared to offer you a special bonus, this one just for you, because I've never had an employee suffer the same amount of difficulty you have. At least, not without quitting on the spot. For being such an exceptional, dedicated, and valuable member of our team, I'd like to do something exceptional for you. What do I mean? I mean, I want to suck you off. You might not think it looking at me in my office outfit, but I'm a real mean cocksucker. I used to have a real reputation for it. If I wasn't so professional, I could probably be on the board of executives right now. I don't want to sleaze my way to the top, though. I just want to use my managerial skills. Among other skills. To make sure my most valuable subordinate is fairly compensated. We don't want to lose you. And after seeing how hung you are, I don't want to lose you. Such a good, clean taste. You've always have been one of the most well-groomed employees at this company. Your dick has a nice, manly smell to it as well. And a great taste. I'm really looking forward to tasting your pre-cum. And more, of course. Yes, that's it. That's it. Get hard for me. Your boss is on her knees licking your cock. Did you ever think that would happen? Of course not. You're such a consummate professional that you plowed right through all those unfortunate errors. Without ever dreaming this would be waiting for you. I'm glad to see you're hard now. It's not 100%, but I'm a good manager. I know how to get all my employees to give 110%. Aww. Excellent. That might be 120%. Once again, let me express how deeply sorry I am for all the troubles you've had at this company. I don't want you to think that I'm just doing this for my own enjoyment. I know that that the dark flush on my cheeks might make you think otherwise. But I assure you that my dilated pupils and heavy breathing are just a simple side effect. Any woman's professionalism would slip in the presence of such a potent cock. Feeling it throb in my hand like this, smelling your scent growing stronger as you start to release pre-cum, it's just going to have that effect on a girl, manager or not. I wouldn't blame you for having such a suckable cock. But the buck stops here. The truth is, I'm just a slut. I love having a cock in my mouth just as much as I love it having in my pussy. A blowjob is better suited to the office anyway. With full-blown sex, there's... some sort of mess made. If you use a condom... you have to dispose of it somehow. Cream pie. Insanely hot, but then the poor office girl will be leaking semen all day. Pulling out. Well, not only is that an even bigger mess, but also... I don't even know the meaning of the words. Is my motto employee getting close? I've done such a poor job lately of managing you. I certainly hope I can manage your load. You're going to give me 110%, right? You always do on your work. I'd expect nothing less from your balls. As much as I would love to have you give me a huge, thick, sticky facial, we are still in the office. You have such a perfect, delicious cock, though. Maybe you can stay late tonight and put in a little overtime? Mm-hmm. I thought so. Do you want to feel my throat now? You weren't close before, you certainly are now. It's time for you to come in my mouth. Enjoy your bonus. I know I will. That's the best dick I've ever sucked, and the best semen I've ever tasted. And you are the best employee I've ever had. Is this sufficient compensation for all your troubles? I'm glad. Hopefully, we can put this all behind us. Well, maybe not all this. I would absolutely love to see you again this evening. I can see myself putting in a whole lot more overtime with you.